You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to this very special bonus episode.
Welcome to Middle Earth.
Of Triviality. Yeah, we are talking about Lord of the Rings today, which is why Neil is not with us, because he says he knows nothing and he cares to know nothing.
Said I know nothing.
So I think that's a different franchise, but no, we are, Ken and I are very excited. We're going to be hosting today's game. There is a variety of questions, both ones that we've written and a few from guest writers who I'd like to credit right up top. So big thank you to Josh Schneider, Zeb Noser, and Drew Davies for their contributions. We may have written some of similar questions, so we may you may see yours
kind of combine and
changed
recombine,
a little bit. Yeah. But big thank you to those people for contributing. We're going to be doing the questions in kind of our new bonus format, which is each contestant is going to get their own question. But we tried to balance them on difficulty so that it's fair all around. We figure that gives you a little bit more trivia as well.
Yeah, so it's going to get harder and harder as we go here.
Yeah, Ken wrote the hard ones, which I am really excited for because you've read quite a bit of the actual Lord of the Rings and adjoining, yes?
Yes, and listen to books on an audio cassette.
Cassette.
Not really audio cassette, but you know.
So you read the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
And have you read The Hobbit?
Yeah.
And The Silmarillion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're well versed.
Yeah, I'm good. Ready to go.
But, you know, can't run the show without excellent guests too, right, Ken?
That's
so
correct.
I would like to welcome to the show three contestants. We'll start with Matt Kettleman. He's an Oakland Five patron out of Pensacola, Florida. Welcome to the show, Matt. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, glad to be here. Like I said, I live in the Pensacola, Florida area. I'm originally from Mississippi. Grew up there and went to Mississippi State and I've lived all over. And I'm a chemical engineer. I work for an insurance company. So I love trivia. I missed it during the pandemic and found you guys just groping for some good trivia and became an Oakland Five supporter about a day later. So
awesome. Well, we appreciate that. And you'd call yourself a super fan of the franchise?
Of Lord of the Rings franchise? Or
Yes.
I would not super fan, but I've definitely read the books you were saying earlier, you know, Lord of the Rings, Silmarillion, Hobbit, Lost Tales, some of the other ones.
Okay. So like, deep like cuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you on today's episode. Our second contestant today coming to us from Chicago is Savage superstar Brittany Shaw. Welcome, Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you two doing?
Very
well.
Good. I'm a little under the weather, as
Ken's,
you can tell.
Ken's voice is a little
I'm
shocked.
I'm feeling good.
So why don't you tell us a little bit of...
Well,
thank you. We'll... I don't know how we'll get it through the mail, but we'll try.
I feel like butter scraped over too much bread right now, Jeff.
I like that. Very well done. So, Brittany, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe how you got into Lord of the Rings?
Sure. I'm Brittany, and I live in the Chicagoland area by way of Washington, by way of Iowa, by way of Tennessee. And I went to Tennessee Tech University, got my degree in biology, and now I work in insurance, doing nothing related to biology. But as far as Lord of the Rings goes, it was one of my first, I would call, fandoms. It was definitely my Two Towers was actually my first midnight premiere I ever got to go to. because it came out at Christmas time. So my dad and my uncle took me and my cousin to the midnight showing to kind of nerd out about. So that was a really fun memory for me. But ever since, I've just kind of been really into the lore. I've read the majority of the books, like the majority of Lord of the Rings. I've read The Hobbit. I've skimmed through the Silmarillion, but I haven't actually read through it yet. And I've got like a stack of Tolkien about that thick. So like two books on my to read pile. I realize this is an audio medium and nobody can see how many
it's about a foot.
Books. Yeah, about a foot. I've got a stack of Tolkien in my to read material, but finding time to read is a little bit like trying to find less bread for more butter.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, we'll see if your skimming, we'll see if your skimming pays off here.
We shall see.
And last but certainly not least, coming to us from Virginia is going to be Lisa Hoffman. Welcome to the show, Lisa. Nice to have you on today.
Thank you. Nice to be here. I'm really excited. I don't think I know as much as I thought I did until we got here, but I do like Lord of the Rings a whole lot. We've watched the series probably four or five times as a family since they came out, and I've played some of the video games, so I feel I have a little bit there.
Okay. Well, Frodo didn't think he could do it at the beginning either, but you know what?
That's true. And it might be that the random things that I know are actually questions that are asked. So I'm hoping for that.
It might be a Slumdog Millionaire situation.
Right.
I've never seen Slumdog. Is that he just knows, he just gets questions that he knows, basically?
Yeah.
They're all in his wheelhouse, so to speak. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
Slumdog Millionaire game now.
Yeah,
this is not a Slumdog Millionaire.
We are not in India, and there is no money on the line, so very much not. But thank you for joining us today, Lisa. We hope you'll do well. So, other than that, I think the introductions are done. No sense in delaying our journey any longer, Ken. What do you say we get to these questions?
All right, let's go. Who wants number one? Who wants number two? And who wants number three to determine the order?
Sure.
Okay, Lisa's number one.
You'd like to go first, Lisa?
I guess so, why not?
Matt, number two. Brittany, number three. How about that?
Sounds good.
Works for me.
So the first set of questions were written specifically by me, so I think I will go ahead and read them. So Lisa, you kindly volunteered for the first question, and here it is. Aside from the one ring, how many rings of power are there?
I really don't know this answer. I'm going to go on a whim and say three. I know that they spoke of one at the introduction, but I really don't know. So I'm going to go with three.
Okay, there's three for the elves.
There are. And seven for the dwarves.
Nine for men.
So that is a total of 19.
And I was wrong. So.
That's quite all right.
Unfortunately, you did not get the first one here, but moving on.
Many more questions.
Oh, so many more. Second question is going to Matt. The second movie in the series is The Two Towers. In the book, what are the two towers?
So I will say it. The two towers are implied to be two towers in the movie, and it might be different for the book. So we want the book answer.
Barad-dûr and Isengard.
That would be incorrect. We are looking at Minas Morgul and Minas Tirith, actually. Those are the two towers as specified in the book.
You're right. Oh, well.
It's all right.
All right.
Over two. Keep us going, Brittany.
Yeah, I thought maybe these were easier ones. So this one I don't think is too bad, but what do I know? I only wrote them. Brittany, your question is, what is the name of Boromir and Faramir's father?
Denethor, technically Denethor the Second.
Denethor the Second is a correct answer.
Son of Ecthelion, I believe.
Yes. Yep. Son of, perhaps. I believe, perhaps. We do not know. All right. We will go back to Lisa for the next question. What is the name of the orb that Saruman uses to communicate with Sauron? It is one of several such stones in the books. I don't think the other stones come up in the movies, but I believe there are seven in total.
Yeah. I don't know any of their names. I just know they refer like the Eye of Sauron, and I don't really know this one. I'm going to have to, I don't even have anything I could guess. So
you're taking a pass through through the woods.
I am taking a pass.
Anyone else know this one? It's
Palantir.
Palantir.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
The Palantir. That is correct.
All right.
All right, next question going back to Matt. What is the name given to Narsil after Elrond reforges its shards in Return of the King?
Anduril, Flame of the West.
There you go.
Anduril is correct. And over to Brittany. What fake name does Gandalf advise Frodo use as to not give away his true identity?
Mr. Underhill.
Mr. Underhill is correct. We'll go back to Lisa. Next question in the first section here. Who does Sam marry at the end of Return of the King?
I told you guys, I was out of my element here. yeah, I don't know her name. I just know that in the movie, she had dark curly hair.
do you guys know? You want to shout it out?
Yeah.
Rosie?
I don't know.
Rosie Cotton.
Rosie Cotton.
Rosie Cotton is correct. Yeah, don't worry. I mean, our whole show's slogan is a lack of seriousness. So right, as long as we're having fun, you know, you can't do wrong.
If you can't be right, be funny.
Start coming up with some answers. Okay, got it.
Sometimes we're neither.
I was going to say, usually I just come across as snarky, but... all right, next question. We're going to go back to Matt. What is the name of the location Merry and Pippin escape into to evade the orcs following their capture? It's also the place where Legolas, Gimli, and Aragorn see Gandalf the White for the first time.
Fangorn Forest.
Fangorn Forest is correct. And back to Brittany. In the Fellowship of the Ring, what is the name of the ferry the hobbits use to escape the Black Riders?
Buckleberry Ferry.
Buckleberry Ferry is correct. All right, and
these are hard. This last set from Jeff were pretty stiff.
I wanted to lead them up into your questions, which are for me they were nigh on impossible.
But, graduate level.
I haven't read the books, so next question. We're going to go back to the top here with Lisa. Your question: how many wizards are there in Middle Earth?
Ooh, I want to say there's more than the ones they depict in the movies, and I don't know. I think that's going to be my catchphrase. I don't know. 1, 2, 3. Let's see. I don't know. We'll go with 5. I'll just say 5.
5 is correct.
Good choice.
So it turns out you do know.
So who do you know, Lisa? Who do you know?
There was one that I couldn't think of, so I just added one to it.
Who do you know, Lisa?
Well, I don't know their names, but of course, well, I know Gandalf and then Saruman. There's the
Radagast.
Yep. Actually, it's just those three that I knew.
You guys know the other two?
The Blue Wizards. The
unnamed Blue Wizards. Yeah.
Alatar and Palando.
They are named Alatar and Palando. Yeah.
Okay. Lost Tales,
Matt, that was a good pull.
I believe that's in the Unfinished Tales or like even in just in notes, maybe.
It's unfinished.
Yeah, it is not.
Yeah.
I figured that was way too hard to be, like a middling question.
Unofficial published.
In the canon, they're not named. In the canon, they're not named.
Correct. They're just the two blue wizards. They're just messing around in the east, not doing much. So
I'd love to hear that story one day.
Yeah. Maybe someone will write it, Ken.
I think they're all looking for clues and being Australian dogs. So that's my headcanon now. They're blue from Blue's Clues and Bluey.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where we were going with that, Brittany.
Nice.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, next question. We're going to go back to Matt. The Argonath, also known as the Gates of Argonath or Pillars of Kings, was a great monument of Gondor. The monument was comprised of two enormous statues carved in the likenesses of which two men?
I believe it's Isildur and Anarion, but I can't. Not is that right?
You are correct. It is Isildur and Anarion.
I didn't get that one. That was the only one I didn't get of Jeff's question.
I was pretty sure about Isildur. Anarion. I wasn't sure.
I thought it was his daddy.
Elendil.
Who was Isildur's daddy?
Elendil.
All right. And last question of the ones I've written back to Brittany. While it might seem like a matter of days in the movie, how long does it take for Frodo to begin his adventure in the books?
Oh, okay. I just was looking at this because I was talking with another Triviality listener, Aaron. We were talking about the timeline, and I believe it's 17 years.
Yep.
17 years is correct. Yeah, it's a lot longer than you think. But hobbits live a long time, so 17 years isn't a big deal.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, feel free.
I was just going to say we were discussing that, you know, Frodo's supposed to be 50, and then, you know, Elijah Wood just looks too good to be 50, and it's just not fair. So.
Yeah, I think he's, what, 12 years older than Sam, who's like in his early 30s. Like, he's barely an adult in the books.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Can we get a score recap?
So I believe Brittany got every single one right. So she is currently in the lead with 4 correct answers. Matt is just behind with 3. And Lisa, who claims to know nothing, is still on the board with 1.
All right.
So don't count yourself out.
We are going to move on to some questions specifically from Drew Davies. So thanks again, Drew. For Lisa, in the books, what color are the shoes of Tom Bombadil?
Well, let's pick a color. We'll go with blue.
Unfortunately not. Something something fellow, boots are yellow. There's a nice little song. Okay, and for Matt, which character solves the riddle of the Door of Durin in the book, which is different from the movie?
Well, okay, in the movie, I guess Gandalf sort of Frodo sort of solves it, so I'm going to go with Gandalf for the book.
Yep, that's correct. They try to take away some of his steam in the movie and give a little bit to Frodo, give a little more to Frodo. But it's actually a nice little touch because they don't talk about how Frodo, knows Elvish and is like kind of very, very well educated as they do in the book. So they give him a little boost.
Oh, so he actually knows Elvish in the books?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, when he shows up at Rivendell, he says, was it a night, a star shines on the hour of our meeting, but it's in Quenya. I forget what the actual phrase is.
For Brittany, what is the full name of the halfling that aids Frodo, Sam, Merry, Pippin in the books to the Old Forest, nicknamed Fatty? Oh, you know
similar
what?
Similar to Lisa, it's been a long time since I've read the books.
If you know the
too.
Last name.
I am not sure, but I'm going to say Brandybuck for the last name.
Nope, he's a Bulger. He's Fredegar Bulger or Freddy Bulger. All right, so now we're going to move on to my questions, which are admittedly a little bit more bruising. We are going to start with Lisa here. What are the names of the human man and the elven maiden that began the line of the likes of Elrond, Arwen, and yes, Aragorn? And by the way, these first 3 questions are all kind of relevant to Aragorn.
I don't know. I'm passing.
Okay.
I have no idea why I decided to do this.
That's okay. Are you having fun?
Yeah, I am.
All right, good. You guys want to shout it out if you know it?
Is it Edril and Tuor?
I believe it's actually inscribed upon J.R.R. Tolkien and his wife's headstones, if that helps.
Beren and Lúthien.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, moving on to Matt. What name does Aragorn take after he was crowned king? and I will accept the Elvish name, which is the one more commonly used, or the, in quotes, English name that's used. And I say English in quotes because all the English is supposed to actually be like Westron language. Right. Yeah.
I don't actually know the English one, but I believe it's Elisar.
Yeah. Elisar, which means elf stone.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's correct. Hmm. And to Brittany, what is the name of the descendants of Numenor who often operate as rangers and can be seen elsewhere in Middle-earth as well?
The Dunedain?
Yes, that is correct. Moving on to Lisa. What member of the Fellowship was named Thane of the Shire after the events of Lord of the Rings?
I don't know. It's probably one of the few, maybe Samwise. I really don't know, but I'm going to say Samwise, and I think I'm wrong.
Okay. It was one of the four hobbits, and it was Pippin, actually. I believe Merry becomes like the pipeweed expert, and Pippin becomes the Thane.
Of course he does.
Sam's the mayor.
Sam's off copulating.
Sam's the mayor, yeah.
Yeah, and Frodo goes to elf heaven, so.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, to Matt. Name any strain of pipeweed found in Lord of the Rings.
It's funny you should say that on the heels of what you just said.
Oh, gosh.
That's why I ordered it thusly.
Blanking. How about Westbarthing? Is that one of them?
No, that's an area, I believe. But the ones I saw cited are Longbottom Leaf, Old Toby, Southern Star, and the less popular South Lynch, which is pipeweed from Bree.
Yeah, no, I can't go for that South Lynch, Ken.
And then Brittany, in simplest terms, what is Frodo and Bilbo's actual blood relationship?
Frodo is Bilbo's nephew.
That is incorrect. They are cousins.
Oh, okay.
I believe they're second cousins, correct? Once removed?
Yeah, it's very complicated. They're actually first and second cousins, I believe, due to the weird lineages and stuff. But it's debatable, but they are cousins.
Yeah. Okay. But he's like in the movie, I know he calls him uncle, but that's because he's like maybe adopted, or did they take a different take than the books?
No, they just don't mention it. He does call him uncle, but it's a term of endearment.
Oh, okay.
Lisa. The wizard Gandalf has many names throughout Middle-earth, but what is perhaps his original name as a Maiar?
So we're not talking like a nickname.
No, it's his like genuine name before he's incarnated in Middle-earth.
Right. Well, then I do not know that, actually.
Okay. Does anybody know?
Olandir?
Olorin.
Olorin, that's right.
Okay.
All right. These questions are all, the previous set of questions was all about hobbits. These are all about the sort of lore. Before taking the name Morgoth, Matt, what was this Valar's original name?
Melkor.
That's right.
You know, with a name like Melkor, he's just going to be bad.
He's just going to be a bad guy.
You can't be named Melkor and be a good guy.
Originally, it was Melkor, and that was a little more, but Melkor definitely sounds evil.
And Brittany, name any of the other Valar that have not yet been named. That is Valar, not Maiar. And this does not include Eru Iluvatar.
I wish I had taken a look at this. I didn't. But I think he's on a level with them if he's not one. So I'm going to say Tom Bombadil.
Tom Bombadil is not explicitly one of these beings. It's not named. So I don't think we can accept that. We don't really know what Tom Bombadil is, to be frank. No, there's a whole list. Some of them, I'll just give some highlights. Manwe, Olmo, Alwe, Namo, Irmo, Tulkas, Namo, who's also known as Mandos, Varda, Yavanna, Nienna, Este, Vair, Vana, and Nessa.
Who's the dwarf? Basically like the mini dwarf.
Don't let me go. Do you want me to read this whole list again? I can't do it. All right. So that concludes the lore bit. And the last set of questions are all about ancient elves. All right. Lisa, What elf was inadvertently tricked by Sauron into helping him craft the Rings of Power?
I'm going to go with the only name I know, and I know this is wrong, but Saruman, because he was a wizard, not an elf.
Hope that's not going to be correct. The elf in question is Celebrimbor.
If anyone's been watching...
Which is the most fun elf name to say.
The Rings of Power. He is making an appearance in the new Amazon series.
So. Yeah, and he looks older than the rest of the elves, which kind of makes me angry.
Yeah.
That's why does he look older. But that's okay. Celebrimbor is also a main character in the games.
Yes, that's right.
Who is the famed... this is for Matt. Who is the famed but egotistical elf who crafted the Silmarils?
Feanor.
That is correct. And then bringing it home, Brittany, what is the name of the elf with the epithet the Shipwright, who still hung out in Middle-earth through the start of the Fourth Age and worked as basically the Grey Haven's ticket taker?
Oh, it's not right, I don't think, but I can't get it out of my head, and it's Annatar.
Unfortunately not. It is Círdan. I think it's Círdan, not Círdan, right? Do you know, Matt?
Oh, yes, right. Círdan. He's the one who
all the C's are hard, right?
Yeah.
Is that the rule?
I think so. That's all I've seen.
He's the one all who gave Gandalf his ring, right?
Yes.
All right, so that will conclude the main questions of the game. We will get a score update and see who the winner is. And we have some, and we also have some fun bonus questions for you guys too.
All right,
all right, and I was able to tabulate the scores. Lisa, you did get on the board, but you stayed at one correct all the way through. Next, Brittany, you had 5 correct, and today's winner, King of the Shire or whatever. We're saying, is Matt. Matt, you had 7 correct, so very well done.
Thank one you. Champion job, to rule them all. Nice work.
But thank you all so much for playing. We've got some extra questions that were written by some of our guest writers that we didn't just think quite fit in, whether that was they just didn't play out necessarily in an easy way for the three of you, or we wanted to keep it pretty concentrated to specifically the lore.
In-world lore.
Yeah, of Lord of the Rings. So we have some other questions if you want to stick around. We'll kind of throw them around to you. I don't know if you want to just pop up first one to answer it or whatever, but
yeah, we'll just
completely unscored, but we thought we'd throw some extra trivia in there.
All right, so the first set are going to be the actual riddles from The Hobbit and see if you know these riddles. A box without hinges, key, or lid, yet inside golden treasure is hid.
Eggs
is right. Correct.
Voiceless it cries, wingless flutters, toothless bites, mouthless mutters.
Time.
The wind.
No.
The wind.
The wind.
That is the wind. Yes.
That's what I thought at first.
Here's the time one. Spoiler alert. This thing all things devours, birds, beasts, trees, flowers, gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays kings, ruins town, and beats high mountain down. And as I said, that's time.
That one is time.
Okay, and one final question for fun that Jeff Zeb Nesser sent in for us, and this is just a true or false question. Neil claims to hate the Lord of the Rings movies. This leaves me convinced that he hasn't seen the Lord of the Rings movies because, true or false, to see them is to love them. And the answer is, of course,
true.
There you go. All right, so that'll do it for today. We thank all you guys for coming on. I hope you all had a good time, and that will be it for Lisa, Matt, Brittany, Jeff, and myself. That was Lord of the Rings Triviality Bonus.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.